Welcome to the Daily Groundhog.
What's going on, everybody?
Wakey, wakey.
It is Devin here.
And Keith.
So, welcome to the Groundhog.
Yeah, I think we need, like, some major opening song, you know, this being episode one.
So you want an opening song?
But we can't do that, though.
I mean, I could sing, but I really don't want to sing. I mean, do we really just want to hear me sing?
Crickets are chirping on my mic. Yeah.
Right? Anyway, so welcome to the Daily Groundhog. We are here with you today to talk about, really, just the groundhog. That's all this is.
Absolutely.
Why groundhog? What's the groundhog? What's up with the groundhog? Why do we choose to call this podcast the groundhog?
So do you want to go literal or do we... No, just kidding.
We can go literal. We can go figure out. We can do anything we want. It's our podcast. Yeah, absolutely. We can do whatever we want. I mean, we kind of own this thing and are in charge of this thing. Nobody can tell us what to do. Well, my wife can, but that's a different story. But not when it comes to this. No. So, anyway, so why the groundhog? So, well, I guess the question is,
do you want the history?
Yeah, let's tell
the history. Just tell the story of what happened.
So, you came over.
Yeah, I came over, and I was just sitting down, and...
And I was complaining about the weather.
About the weather, and then...
And how the stupid little groundhog was completely wrong.
Well, actually, what I said was about how Utah decides to do the complete opposite that the groundhog always decides to say.
Well, I think Utah just does whatever it wants to do. There really is no groundhog here. So.
Anyway, but it was
But it came up and I'm like, yeah, I want to go. I say we go to fly out or drive out to Punxsutawney and let's kill Phil.
I don't remember that.
I've had this conversation with a lot of people, so I know we were talking about the groundhog. Maybe I'm mixing two conversations in one.
I don't remember talking about murder.
Well, Phil, as in the groundhog, and then we'd eat him because he's a liar. I mean, it's still cold.
Did you say eat him?
Yes, why not eat him? Groundhog makes a fine meal.
Does it taste like chicken?
Tastes more like beaver, and beaver tastes more like possum, which is kind
of
greasy.
See, I've never had any of those. Do you fillet it?
You can do whatever you want to do. I've had mine in a stew, so yeah.
Oh, that's...
It's kind of like a beef stew, but it was with the... What's with the gross face? It's food. It's yummy.
I had guinea pig in Ecuador, so...
That's it. I don't know. I think guinea pig wouldn't be too bad.
Well, it wasn't too bad, and my wife is going to kill me when she hears this because she... Hates hearing the story of how I thought guinea pig actually tasted pretty good.
Tastes like food. I mean,
not a whole lot of meat on a guinea pig.
No, it'd probably take a couple.
That's why I would never repeat that action here.
It's
kind of
like frog legs. I love frog legs, but it takes a lot of frog legs to fill a person up. Paris, she says it's
frog legs.
Have you never had frog legs?
Never.
Oh my gosh, it's like beef jerky on a frog leg. You're pulling beef. So think about beef jerky.
Okay.
But stuck to a leg. You just eat it right off the...
I'm visualizing the little knee joint of the frog going...
Oh, yeah, yeah, you can do that. You can do that. You can pin it back and forth and play with it. And, you know, if you do it right, you can hold two of them together, connect them, and make it dance on the table or something.
Hello, my baby. Hello. Oh, sorry. Copyright infringement there.
So... But yeah, so the idea was that the groundhog, he's a liar.
Yeah.
And, well, he's just wrong, or he makes up stuff.
It's either true or it's false, as human beings, believe him or don't.
I wonder how many people actually believe what the groundhog says, they believe it's going to be real. Well, think about that. I wonder what percentage of the United States totally 100% believes that the groundhog is actually legitimately telling the truth. Or
on our next podcast, we go into the public.
Or can we? Well, no. Think about it. You know, it's like old wives' tales. If you do this, you'll get better for that. But does who predicts the weather?
Meteorologists who are college educated.
Not an animal that digs himself in a hole in the ground, right?
Or actually a book that was written by an old man who was poor and had a farm Mm. Isn't that called the Farmer's Almanac?
So the Farmer's Almanac. Now, there is some good bit of truth to the Farmer's Almanac.
Okay. Well, we're talking weather here.
Yeah, weather, correct.
Okay, so Farmer's Almanac actually talks weather, good weather?
Yeah, actually, they've been almost correct almost every year. But,
really?
Yes, but they...
I've never followed that.
I used to get them every year. Didn't matter. I used to get them every year. And the reason I say that is because they actually use meteorologists to make it happen. They study the weather.
Cheaters.
And then they also incorporate most
trends.
The trends and what's happened in the past 50 to 100 years that they've been tracking weather.
Okay.
So that's kind of how that works. And so they can get it mostly right. Now, the guys that are in some of the Farmer's Almanac that talk about the crickets and I saw this certain centipede and it was laying on its back. This is a true story. People do this.
Now's the time that Devin's accent is going to come out.
Yes, my accent does come out quite often, actually.
No, keep talking about them crickets. That was kind of cool.
But when the... Shut up.
Did y'all hear that? Shut up.
But people believe that certain types of insects can predict the weather. I can't really believe
it. A cricket?
It. A cricket, caterpillars, all that stuff.
Okay, I can't.
I can't go there. I'm a technology nerd. I love technology, so... Yeah, I go with that and whatever that says.
So back to the furry creature that has no meteorological skills whatsoever.
Well, he's been doing it for so long, so he may. Do we really know? Maybe he can predict it, but we're just interpreting it completely wrong.
Because we don't speak groundhog?
That's my point.
But that guy...
We have lost... Dr. Doolittle does not exist anymore, other than in the movies, so we can't really talk about
that. The guy that pulls him out, he like has a cheery smile, and he's like, okay, Phil, tell me what it is.
He's been faking it, though.
Whisper in my ear.
He's been faking it, trust me. I think...
Actor?
Yeah, he's an actor. He has to be an actor. Haven't you seen Groundhog Day? It's all made up. It's all fake. So those guys don't know what they're talking about.
Okay.
So we've lost the ability to speak and talk to groundhogs, so now maybe the groundhogs are trying to tell us, you better buckle up because it's going to be cold. But we're like, oh, well, we say it's going to be 6 more weeks of winter or not. That's what it is.
Gotcha.
I have figured this out.
So basically, where does that take us?
We're either going to tell true stories or not going to tell true stories.
And we'll let the groundhog decide?
Yeah, the groundhog can figure it out.
So, right on.
Anyway, so that's the groundhog. That's why the daily groundhog.
And by the way, the last 5-6 minutes of your life was exactly what we're talking about. We just will go off on random tangents all the time.
That's what makes it so good, because we literally talk about anything and everything, and it's almost like stream of consciousness, how your mind goes and wanders 20 different directions. At least we were able to pull this back in to the groundhog.
Of course.
And the day of the groundhog. But there'll be some moments in our podcast life that's not going to happen.
No.
And you guys just have to figure out what we're talking about. So
that's good. The fun of it.
Good luck with that.
Yes, good luck.
Anyway, send us a message. You can email us anytime. Give us some content information at thedailygroundhog@gmail.com.
As well, through all these podcast platforms, you have the ability to send in a voicemail.
Yeah, call
give
in.
Give us a call.
Yeah, if you're on Anchor, give us a call in. Tell us what you think. We'll talk to you guys later.